This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you. We are live in downtown Vegas from the biggest sports book in the world, Circa Resort and Casino. Fun 3-hour program lined up today. Great guest. Been a minute. But Stevie the Pencil on the program in 30 minutes. Richie Baccellari, longtime Las Vegas odds maker, Pauly. He loves the trash that we have on the board tonight, as he has called it in the past. Adam Burke, phenomenal write-ups every day on the website here at VSiN. In an hour, his best bets in college basketball. Paul Charchian, news every day in the National Football League. Best bets with Steve Wiss in soccer coming up back end of the show as well. So coming up in 30 minutes, this game will start, and I'm going to say like 99% going to finish. By the time the show is done, that's at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 out here on the West Coast. It is the Missouri Valley, so there's definitely some strong betting trends for this conference. And the number, Pauly, the total has been all over the map. Some books you said opened up eyes 143?
Yeah.
I saw some of the biggest offshore books open 130.5, 139. Then what, down to 135?
Yep. Buyback happened about an hour ago, 2 hours ago. Back up to 139 in some spots. That's at Caesars.
So I saw it started to tick up at some offshore books right away this morning at about 6:45 Pacific time. Would that be an indication that the initial new move was a head fake to get it down as far as they could and then to start going over the total?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's, if I got an 8-point middle, I got to take advantage of it. But it also was, the comeback is no matter what number they put up, they're going to bet under. That's the other thing.
Pretty much.
You know, because I tweeted that out and Fezzik responded, it's a bad job by the bookmakers because everyone knows about all these unders in the Missouri Valley. But my comeback is no matter what number you put up, they're probably going to bet under, as everyone's been talking about this for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
10 straight tournament games have gone under. It's 17-5 the last 2 years. And since 2015, it's the number 2 conference in all of college basketball with the tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
All unders.
So I'll give you another one. Over the last 10 years, Pauly, totals of 131.5 or higher, 46 and 22 under, 68%.
Damn. So this was an 8-point move. The middle game is a 4-point move. The last game is a 6.5-point move. Evansville and Northern Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, and also Richie B coming up, what if all these games go under? Are we going to have 9-point moves? Are we going to have 8-point moves? Is this going to continue? Because everyone's going to be, hey, 13 in a row or 12 straight unders, under in the Missouri Valley, under. I mean, if this continues, how much under action are we going to see with, and how much these numbers are going to move? Because I was sitting at the screen looking at, like, when's the buyback coming? If you went under 143 and now it's 135. And
well,
it finally happened about an hour ago and now it's up to 138 everywhere.
So our producer, Luke, he might be on to the angle 2.0. 3-0 last night with totals, and that was, again, using three different projection sites, Bart Torvik, Eric Haslam, and Greg Peterson right here at vsin.com. And those totals all cashed when there was, what, Luke, about a 5-7-point difference, all of them? Yep, 5-point difference or more in the totals. They all got there. And I'll tell you this right now. So the Drake-Southern Illinois game starting again in about 27 minutes, give or take. The first game that they played, the total closed at 144. The second time they played, it closed at 149.5. That one stayed way under. The first game went over. Torvik has this total at 144. Haslam, 143.5. G-Unit, 141. So I know we've been saying this for like five years now. Like, at what point are the totals going to be so low that there's going to be value on the over? Those three sites have that game, the middle game, and the late game tonight all going over.
So it's how problematic is that shooting background with Arch Madness and the Enterprise Center? That's the other question, because it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
So if it's been an ATM machine, and I don't know if this number is real, but I saw a 155 tomorrow in the 4-5 game with Murray State. Well, based on history, you can't put up a total there. I don't care what the pace is.
Right.
And that's the comeback, too, that Belmont and Murray State get up and go and they can score. But going back since 2015... you cannot put up a total that high in this conference tournament based on this has been a rock fight going back and what these have looked like in 10 straight unders last year.
Sure.
After the first game of the tournament went over. Well, but I remember talking about this with Dave Malinsky. Rest in peace. I mean, and
it goes back to FBAR, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And he's been gone since 2018. And so I tweeted out Steve Mackinnon's story at vsin.com. You have to go check it out. It's up and available, and it's on the website. I tweeted it out a couple of different times. And I said, some of these numbers are insane. Good tweet from Jar Alerts. What stood out to him was how these mid-major formats keep producing the same behaviors. Different teams, here's the key point, I think. Different teams every year, but the structure keeps pushing the same edges to the surface. And Steve Mackinnon replied to that, and he said, I totally agree with that. It's different teams, different coaches, different players, but why does it continue to happen over and over and over again?
You're right, and also the Metro Atlantic, which I was stunned by that.
The Summit, another one.
Yes, 13-3 the last couple years. Right. But I would think the Metro Atlantic was more high-flying, high-scoring, faster pace, and they have more unders since 2015 than the Missouri Valley. They're number one with a bullet. Thanks to Evan Abrams for that. I retweeted it.
Remind people what happened last year in this tournament, Paulie. The first game went over, and then it was all pretty much dead unders after that.
Yes.
So this game in particular again.
That's why it's fascinating if we get three straight unders out of the gates.
Well,
like how much will this stuff move? Because professionals bet numbers, but the recreational players bet teams and bet trends and this kind of stuff. Everyone will be well aware of it. Hey, that's 13 unders in a row.
Yeah.
The number's 136. Okay, I don't care.
You know what this is going to be like a little bit? It's going to be buyer's remorse for those who don't do it. It's going to be a little bit. And you were on it last night again. I was not. I told you I was scared of a couple of teams in the 76ers, but we're very lucky to win that game. It's kind of like the money line parlay right now in the NBA. Do you just fire it out automatically every single day? Because if you don't and it wins, you're going to be mad at yourself. Like, is there a way? Like, and again, we're going to be on the air for this entire first game. You're going to be kicking yourself if you don't have like a full game under, or if you don't have it tied into the other. Do you want to do a three-team round robin today? All unders?
Well, the other thing is, if we're all thinking alike, we're not thinking.
You see the
8-point move originally, and then the buyback late. I mean, that's also the same thing about, it feels like the angle. Once word got out about the angle and it hit 10 in a row, then it became so popular. That's like, let me jump in. And then, you know, the three straight losers.
Of course.
In spectacular fashion as well. So it'll be fun to monitor while we're on there, and we got four more games tomorrow too. But I can tell you, I will predict whatever number they put up for the Belmont game tomorrow morning and the 4-5 game with Murray State will be too high.
Fair enough.
And they will hound that. Now, can we get a birdie here on 18 for Eric Barnes?
That's the other story going on
Good
right
guy.
Now too.
Bartender, Cheesecake Factory, nice guy, tight friends with Jeff Seeley. He bogeyed 14. He was 3-under. This guy was in 9th place at the Puerto Rico Open.
Yeah, I can't get an update. He's been on 18 now for a while.
If he birdies, he's tied for 9th place. Yeah. Tell people what this stuff paid.
Okay, so when Jeff Seeley came on yesterday, he couldn't believe it. He finished second a couple years ago here. He was 3,500-1 to win it. He was 33-1 top 20. That's, I shop around, right?
Yeah.
Because... I saw 5,000-1 to win it.
Yes.
Okay. And then also,
that was at Caesars.
This is from Donnie in Cincinnati. Fanatics, are you ready for this? A guy who finished second a couple years ago at this tournament. Fanatics had 200-1 top 10 and 60-1 top 20. Now, I've never bet at Fanatics. They're not out here in the state. I have no idea what they're, but does it matter? Even if you get down a little chump change on that. Little pocket change, digging the couch, whatever you throw. Jeff said he put $5 on the outright to win 17,000.
Yeah.
Those numbers add up quickly.
Sure. Yeah.
200-1 top 10?
This is juicy if he can birdie 18. It's unfortunate he had the bogey on 14. This is great.
Yeah.
So you got the highs and lows. You got what's going on with Barnes. And if he can birdie 18, and then you got Tottenham getting drilled at home against Crystal Palace. It's a mass exodus. Fans are leaving the arena.
What were they before the game?
I'll look in a second, but it's perfect timing with Meat Man coming up.
Plus 135.
So they're only 1 point in safety here. They got Nottingham Forest and West Ham breathing down their necks. This could be the biggest story ever, maybe in relegation if this happens. They could get relegated. Mm. They're only 1 point clear right now. And they're getting drilled 3-1 at home. So This will be perfect timing with Meatman and perfect timing with Charge about what the Vikings are going to do with quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to point this out, too, by the way, because this game, again, is starting in 20 minutes. We'll track it live from a betting standpoint throughout the show. They're not as bad as Kansas City last night,
yeah,
who got blasted again, unfortunately. They I wish they played more games, because I pointed out yesterday that Oral Roberts was going to destroy that team, and they did, second time in the last couple of days. Drake in this game coming up in 20 minutes, Paulie, 9-20 ATS on the year, fifth worst in the entire country. Again, they split in the regular season. Drake won the first game here back in January, the middle of that month, 76-73, and went over the total. But Southern Illinois got revenge when they were laying 1.5, 66-61. Valpo also swept Indiana State. You have double revenge there. And Northern Iowa is a popular team to win this thing at about plus 425 or plus 450. They're a huge favorite. This game could be, honestly, if they want to shut it down, this could be like 65-40 today.
Yep.
I have no interest in the over of that game.
Yep. Evansville's dreadful. Good name there scoring that one.
Yep.
I'm with you.
We also have the West Coast beginning tonight. Now, we do have a total tonight in the 150s. VSiN.com, again, more Mackin in here. Totals of 147 or higher in this conference. Over the total, 27-12-1, 69% going back, averaging almost 157 points per game. Win some, lose some is coming up next. How about one of the worst teams in the entire country shocking their opponent as huge dogs last night? Paulie with the details here on VSiN.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
Win Some, Lose Some is sponsored by the Sharp Plays.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
The Bud City Killers. What a performance by the Hornets. 10 in a row on the road. 6 wins in a row by 15 points or more. Second longest streak in NBA, history. 174 made threes last 7 games, a record. Best record in the league since January 22nd. 16-3 overall, 15-2 ATS run. Throttle the Celtics on the road. I'm here for anything. They're up to 280 to make the playoffs.
How are you feeling about this team right now?
Love them. Not to mention what they've done against some of the big boys, too. Destroyed the Lakers. Beat Houston. Beat Denver. Blew out the Celtics. Blew out OKC. And yet with the young team, confidence is key. And they probably feel like they're on top of the world now.
All of those wins were by double digits, a lot of them in the 20s. In fact, 4 games, they won by 20-plus points. I like what Jeff Sherman told me after the show yesterday when they were absolutely destroying Boston. They're absolutely brash. They're cocky. They don't care. That's why I love them. I mean, they are, let's be real here for a second. That division outside of this team, none of those other squads are a threat. Charlotte is clear. Imagine if they didn't start 4-14.
Right.
And nobody wants to see them. I can't believe I'm saying this part of it. They are the best team numbers-wise in the NBA since January 1st, Paulie, and it's not even close. The net rating, the offensive numbers, the defensive numbers, they are lapping the... This is like Oklahoma City from last year now, or Oklahoma City at the beginning of the year. How this team is playing.
I don't know if they can win the division, but I think they could also catch Philly.
No, they're short shot to win the division now.
And Philly's, that's an overreaction. They could catch Philly, and Philly's the 6th seed. As you mentioned, they almost lost to Utah. Sixers, Jazz under 241, down to 237 winner. Blazers 6 up to 9, 1 by 8. Pacers, Clippers over 224 up to 230.
I'm sorry, do you see what happened in the Blazers game?
No.
Where's the dribble out? Down by 11. Gigi for Memphis. takes a three with like 12 seconds left, buries it.
Oh, wow. Ridiculous landing spot. Pacers Clippers over 224 up to 230. 130-107. Colorado State blew out New Mexico 3-1 on the money line. How bad's the bubble? Joe Lenardi still has New Mexico in.
Now, how is that?
All these teams are losing. LaSalle over 127 up to 134. High scoring game. They beat Fordham. Loyola plus 25.5 down to 21. Winner against St. Louis. Georgia Southern pick up to 2.5. Hockey Hurricanes minus 255 up to 370. They won 6-4. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and videos at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Send them in, we'll put you on, going and fresh. Oh, this is great. The windscreen wiper dog going back and forth. With they got the wipers on in the back seat. He's following it. So they got the SUV. And look at the other guy. Wait, okay, I'm just going to take a nap. He could have his fun and go back and forth with the wipers. That's incredible.
Awesome.
This one was calculated and planned. The two dogs put a hole in the bed right in the middle so they could go inside the bed and get comfortable. Chew a hole in it, make a big mess, come in, and they both can fit in there. They can use it as a blanket, too. Heady play.
Very
smart
good.
Move there. That was excellent.
We're going to play a video either tomorrow or next week involving two dogs in the snow. I sent over to you guys last night. I don't want to overhype it.
Okay.
It's going to be a top 10 or top 20 dog video we've ever had.
All right. Founded in 2011, the Sharp Place just completed another dominant run, including a 2025 campaign that saw bankrolls double, 15 straight years of winning, all documented. Records and logs publicly at sharpplace.com. Separates the Sharp Place from most of the betting industry with the transparency, advanced AI tools, trusted insider, identifying price value before the numbers shift, respected, watched, and feared. Mr. Poison back, daily tweets and reports. Start winning with him at sharpplays.com. Give him a follow now. Been with us since day one, sharpplays.com.
Now, when we talk about a lot of these absolutely horrific teams in college basketball, like the Kansas City outfit. By the way, Marvin Menzies, the head coach, former UNLV coach. Maybe he should have stayed at New Mexico State, huh? Because he had a good program for all those years. Gardner Webb was number 361 at KenPom last night before the game against USC Upstate. They won the game outright.
Yeah.
Won it outright.
Four wins, yeah. Yeah.
Also, I wanted to ask you about this because the number on Con Knepel really did not move that much to win the Rookie of the Year because Flagg is supposed to play.
He's playing. He has. Yeah. He's on a minutes restriction, though.
Okay. And that's probably the reason why. The more I think about it, the more Flagg should be like $5 to win the award. Because if you take him, if they did not draft him last year and they took somebody else, we would not be talking about this. That's how important he is to the team. Now, has he been the best player the entire year? I'm not going to tell you that he is, like, overall, absolutely the best player on the team, because Miller's awesome, Ball has his moments for sure. But if they didn't take him, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now about Charlotte. And he has meant that much to the overall team's success.
He should be $5.
Con Knepel should be $5
okay.
to win the award.
Right, I thought you said Flagg. Okay.
No. Flagg should be like 4-1 to win it right now, in my opinion.
I don't think there's been enough adjustment either. It's only $1.80. So Flagg comes back, and then I don't know if he plays tomorrow against Boston, but you might have Tatum back for the Celtics there finally. But between the games Dallas is playing and how bad they've been, good tweet from Tom Haberstroh, the bottom 10 teams in the league, a collective 44-game losing streak. Right now, they've lost 44 in a row. How bad these teams have been at the bottom. And the Tankapalooza parlay pays $1.50 tonight, and it's only a three-teamer.
I put on a fourth-teamer.
Did you add Houston?
I added Houston.
Okay,
here at Circuits, plus 119.
Yep, Golden State's been awful. Okay, and the Lakers are excited for this game tonight on Prime. The Lakers taking on the Nuggets. I expect fireworks in this game as far as the total. 241. Denver can't guard anybody, either can the Lakers. The pace should be there, but the Lakers are 0-11 straight up in ATS. Last 11 games as an underdog. Got to get busy living and get busy dying.
Mm-hmm.
Big stretch here because they could blow this division. And think with Luka, LeBron, and Reeves, they could be in the play-in. They got to hold off the Suns. So they turned it around after that brutal loss to Phoenix and that tough loss at home against Orlando, but that is ridiculous.
Cam Johnson is questionable tonight. For Denver, Gordon Watson remain out. Jamal Murray has been the story here for Denver last three games. He's averaging 41-plus minutes per game, the most in the NBA. 36.3 points per game, also the most. 5.7 made threes. You guessed it, most in the NBA last three games on 10.7 attempts, tied for the third most. And Denver is the number one team in the NBA to the over on the year, 39-23. Lakers a little bit above 500. They're at 32-29. 241 is a very high number. But some of these teams, Paulie, nowadays in the NBA, when it's the perfect matchup, like we saw this with Denver and Utah the other night, everything got there. First quarter, first half, full game, all of it flew over. Lakers are not good defensively. Denver, awful defensively for the most part, and they're elite on offense. I don't know if I'm going to play 241. All I'm saying is I'm not going to be surprised if this game's like 135-130.
Mm-hmm.
So the fireworks are probably going to happen in the game.
Yep. I don't understand bringing Trae Young back, especially against a bad team that you can beat. And their favorite tonight against Utah, who's also on a back-to-back.
Right.
I also like the Spurs at home against Detroit. And all this Coach of the Year talk, well, what if the Spurs can track down OKC and they can beat Detroit again? How about Mitch Johnson, 9-1 Coach of the Year? That's another angle, too. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs last year. Certainly, Missoula's done an incredible job.
Yeah.
And also, I think the bad start hurts Lee in Charlotte. But he's like 15-1, too.
Yeah, he was recently 50, by the way. I think that was this week, 50. So last night, that was going to change after that win.
They had zero expectations.
What if they win the division?
Yeah. They can get the 6-5-6, win the division, right. Something like that. Yeah. There's a lot of good candidates here for Coach of the Year. But a big opportunity here for the Spurs, again, as they've been red hot, other than that tough performance in the Garden against the Knicks. But I think they take out Detroit again here after they hammered them on the road earlier.
Some players I'm looking at tonight. One would be, well, I'm the president of the fan club for him, but Reed Shepard has been awesome last 10 games. I don't know if he's going to start tonight yet. I kind of want to wait for the starting lineups here. He's averaging 30 minutes, 17 points on 48% shooting, almost four made threes per game, 46% from downtown, but more than that, 4.5 assists, 3.8 rebounds, and 1.8 steals. I'd like to put together a same game parlay with him tonight if he's going to be playing. And I got absolutely roasted on this rookie the last time I bet him and I swore off of him. Guess what's happened since I bet and I lost? He's been damn good. It's Neat Clifford with the Kings against the Pelicans. Last five games, a team high 35.5 minutes per, 15.2 points per game. He's taken 14 shots in that time, 6.2 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and 3.2 steals per game. But I have a tough time sitting here on the air telling you that I got to go out, and I recommend betting Neat Clifford after I said last time when I got scorched, I think I'm off him for the rest of the year. Also, the Pelicans are not a tanking team. Right?
No, they don't have their pick.
That's exactly right. The question, like, I would bet the Pelicans on the Moneyline Parlay tonight. The problem is, at last check, Trey Murphy and Zion are both still questionable.
Yeah. Half the league's questionable tonight.
I know.
It's tough.
I know.
And you saw a move on Toronto, too, because Ant might not play for the T-Wolves. That's down to 4.5.
Richie Bacciolari next, longtime Vegas odds maker, lover of college hoops. He likes to roll up the sleeves, dive into the muck. Today's a perfect day for him to discuss all of these mid-major conference tournaments. We'll do so next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Good to have you on board. Big fan of our next guest. It's been a minute. Longtime Las Vegas odds maker. He loves college football, loves college basketball. He's Stevie the Pencil. Richie Bacciolari joins the program now. Good to see you, my man. How are you?
Guys, nice to be here and nice to see you guys. My favorite degenerates.
You do all your work in pencil. So what do you have here? How many tablets do you have with us? How many notebooks do you have filled with your notes and numbers?
I brought a fresh pad for you guys today, but usually I just do it on the green bar paper, the accounting paper. When I buy the paper, I always tell them I'm a big accountant around town. And all I
close.
Do is handicap the hoops on it. But you got to write it all down. It's, you know, Saturday's a light day this week, 92 games. But every Saturday for the last 7 weeks, 140-plus games. I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah. Well, let's begin with the games that we have tonight. I think we have like 45 games today overall. It's the Missouri Valley. This game is starting pretty much right now. Drake takes on Southern Illinois. We're talking about the big talking point here, Richie, with the Missouri Valley, obviously, is the totals. It's been a gold mine now going back a good decade. What's going on with this total in this game, though, today, here?
Well, you know, it started out, it moved down 2 or 3 points, I think, and then we were just looking at it, you know, before it starts. It's like up to like 40 and a half at post. Is that right? 40 and
it,
a half,
it opened 41. 143. It got as low as 135. It's up to 141.
If 43, though, was that was at a very limited market.
Yeah.
I think by the time Chris put it up, it was like 37 and a half. So they pounded it down. You know, we've talked about this before. You never know what they're doing with these games, these numbers. Limited market means you can move the market for for nickels and dimes. You can move it 2 points or 3 points. You never know what they're doing.
Yeah, okay.
But
hold on.
The unders are like 60+% 65% under in this tournament in the last 10 years or so.
Right, there you go. But also it's 10 in a row. And it's 17-5 the last 2 years.
Wow, look at this guy. Missed the stat.
Well, everyone knows this, though, now.
Of course.
So, okay, so what happens if we see a run on unders to start this thing, then? So what do you do with your number, then?
Well, I don't do the totals, so I don't handicap them. But this one came in about low 40s for me. But, you know, again, I thought I was terrible at it because it went down to, like you said, 37. But it came back up again. So.
I want to ask you this then. So what you said there was a key point, right? Overnights, you're betting a nickel, maybe a dime, some spots. You're going to move it a couple points, whatever. And then when the points or when the total moved again today, that's when the limits are going to start to go up. Is it possible last night was a head fake on this game to drive it down as low as possible?
It's very possible because all the late money came in on the over, and that's when there's the most markets available for you to go out and play. So it looks like over was the side. I don't know. 37 seemed a little low. If I made it low 40s and it opened, whatever, 43, it does get a point where the other side becomes play. I mean, they don't know what that point is.
Yeah, right.
You like the dog in this game?
No, I actually laid a little 4 on the bye.
Okay.
I had to jump in, mostly a bet against Drake, but something ain't too bad.
Okay, how about let's get into trash. Evansville's terrible. How about the late game, Evansville and Northern Iowa, 133 down to 126 and a half.
Wow, love it, love it. Didn't look at that total, but I did make a play on the doggy.
Oh, you did?
Loved the doggy.
What the dog? Get out of here.
Yeah, I took 15 this morning.
Okay.
You know, they got beat twice. I love it. You know, that's
double
okay.
Revenge.
Yeah. Last game of the year, most likely, for Evansville. So they're gonna give you some kind of effort. And most importantly, if you're taking, 15 points and the total's in the high 20s, the game figures to be in the 50s, low 60s. So covering 15 has a slight edge, taking double digits on a total on a game that's, the total's in the 20s.
Evansville, in those two games, they scored 48 the first game. But that number was 5 at the time, Northern Iowa, now triple that at 15. But they did cover. They lost by 14. In the next game, they were catching 11.5. They didn't cover that game, but they only scored 55 there.
Well,
what's their team total in this game?
Well, you probably hit it on the head, right? I mean, it's to make a team total, what you do is you deduct the game total by 2,
divide it by 2.
And then split the point spread in half and take it off each side. So if it's if the spread's 14 and 128, so it's 64 less 7. So it's 57.
Points,
right where they're at.
There you go. Good math.
How about the middle game? Good job. The middle game. Valpo swept Indiana.
Man, you just love this conference. Jeez.
Well, it's coming up right now.
All tickets cash the same here, buddy.
Made Valpo 1.5. Didn't look at it too much after that. Would have taken like 3.5 with Indy State. They got a kid out, 24 minutes, a minutes guy. I don't know if he's in or not. You know, the players don't really mean a whole lot. Starters pick up the extra minutes in spots like this. But I didn't play.
All right. No play there. Do you have anything in the Sun Belt? All these games are played in Pensacola. Adam Burke here, he's coming up, by the way, in about 25 minutes. He has a play tonight on James Madison. They're laying about 1.5 in Southern Miss last check.
Well, the back-to-backs ain't too good. You know, when you're going back-to-back and you're playing on consecutive days, it's not really faring too well. And that goes back to the early season tournaments in November. I've got Madison 1.5 and didn't do anything with it. Looking at the Ark State game, I did lay 6.5. I did go against the back-to-back there, so I played Ark State.
That's got a super high total, by the way. I think it's, 167.5?
Yes.
Yeah, I think yesterday these games, where are they playing, Pensacola or something?
Yep.
Pensacola. I think they both went over yesterday. I kind of looked for that. But the 67, it just seems high. I'm not crazy about the total either. Once again, I don't do totals. I dig into the sides, but not the total. It's too much work.
What do your power ratings look at the top look like at the top of college basketball with Duke, Florida, Michigan, Arizona, and then Michigan? They're favored. They're laying right now 8.5 at Iowa tonight. Any opinion on that game?
Yeah, I was looking to play Iowa plus 10. I'll probably be a degenerate like you guys and take. Is it still 9? Can I still get 9? Maybe. Can you give me 9?
Yes.
Can you give me 9? Reduce 9. Yeah, I take the points. I mean, conference games. You know, I was still fighting for their lives for this tournament thing. So it's good. It's good taking 9 points at home.
But I'll give you 9 minus 20.
Wow, you're gonna make me lay 6-5.
What do you
Everybody
think?
Uses is minus 120. I hear people say, oh, it's minus 8,000. I tell them I don't even know what that means. 180. You know, you're laying 180. You're laying 80 to make 1. I mean, it's minus 8,000 stuff. Novices.
What, was there any games with big differences between your numbers and what the market has?
Yeah, one game I played North Dakota State. That game went from 10 to 12. I made that game 15.
Okay.
And that was, we talked a little bit about, I guess it was Oral Roberts.
Yep.
The other game was Morgan, an extra game against Coppin.
Hoops Peterson's on that.
This game.
Okay.
This game really hasn't moved too much. Now, it doesn't mean anything yet, but I would expect the game to have moved up. I made it 10. And Coppin has been, it's funny to say it, slightly improved. I mean, they won a couple of games down the stretch. And they definitely, slightly better. It was good for the program.
Does that mean before they won those games, this number for you would have been like 12 or so?
I moved them. I moved Coppin up about a half a point. Okay. But I've been riding Morgan all year. You know, they're 1-2 in the conference. I mean, this Howard looks good.
Paul's cousin.
Yeah.
Paulie Howard.
Paulie Howard,
how about
yeah.
Bo Howard?
Hoops,
hey, Bo.
Hoops makes Morgan State 11.5 in the game.
I made it 10.
Wow. So
that's a match.
Okay.
Now, once again, when you get a couple of handicappers out there, what you do is you say, hey, who you like. When you match up, it's supposed to be a play. Usually when I match up with people, it goes up in flames.
Well, so let me ask you a question about that, because last night we saw it again, and Matt Youmans now this year specifically has been, I don't know, not agitated, but he's like, don't be afraid of this team when it comes against, goes against you, right? And last night was a good example. He was on the air. We both bet Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Detroit get bet down to like a pick 'em in that game last night?
I don't know. I noticed that, though. I was on Detroit.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And so, but I mean, so when you see that and Steam goes against you, does that set off an alarm?
Not at all. I mean, people are betting numbers. They're betting, what their algorithms are saying. But, the people got feel. You know, you watch these games all year long and you got a feel for how a team's going to play.
Detroit's
someone I've been riding.
Yeah.
I've been riding Morgan. I was riding for a long time Navy.
Oh, how good have they been?
Fantastic. Short term, North Florida. I passed them yesterday. I passed the loser. Nothing better than passing a loser.
It's a good feeling.
You want to bet the loser. Say, I don't trust them today. And then they lose. And you go, wow, it's beautiful. So you're doing your work.
Do you like that feeling better than being on the right side?
No, I want to win money.
Okay, all right, yes.
I want to win money.
Speaking of feel, you talked to Alan Boston. You like anything?
I love Alan. Alan's great. There's nobody can handicap or analyze games like this guy. He had a great run this year. I think this week he's kind of fighting a little bit, because it's a fight every day.
Mm-hmm.
Today's 123 days of college basketball. Imagine doing that every day, all day long for 4 months.
That's a grind.
So he's struggling, I think, a little bit yesterday, but he'll bounce back. He's great, probably the best college basketball handicapper that you're going to meet individual-wise. He's been doing it 30 years.
Isn't he the best of all time?
Best individual
handicapper
individual,
ever?
Individual, because, you got the groups and you had the computer programs back in the 90s. You know, the guys were, they knew all the injuries and got all the newspapers. Alan was a one-man crew.
Yeah.
So he's great. He had fantastic feel for games, and the way even after the game's over when he analyzes the move, he couldn't figure out yesterday.
Hold that thought, because we got to come back here more with Richie Baccalieri and some of these other mid-majors going on starting tonight.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
under 16-minute media timeout, Missouri Valley. Total closed 161 between Drake and Southern Illinois. Drake leads 6-0. Updated live total 133.5.
It's what dropped. That total close, 61 or 41?
41.
Okay, you said 61. I'm just double-checking you.
Did I? Said 161,
run
I apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize. It was 141.
Good job, Rich.
Down 7.5 points already. You finished that thought about professional, better college basketball handicapper, Allen Boston.
Yeah, just talking about Boston. We were just, not only does he pre-handicap the games, when the games are over, he's sitting on the phone talking to the guy, looking at this Little Rock Lindenwood game last night. He really couldn't figure out, why that game went back up. He's just, he's fantastic at the hoops. That's the point of it all.
Okay. Anything tonight for you? And we have, again, some of these mid-majors that we have going on. We have the MAAC, the West Coast, Ohio Valley, and Summit League. Well, you mentioned you're fading Oral Roberts tonight. You got a big number there. You laid 10 with the favorite.
Late 10, it's up to 12. I think it just looks like just a blowout, the back-to-back, Oral beating KC three times. I mean, I don't know. It just looks like your classic blowout. Now, once again, you're watching and you're saying, oh, yeah, that guy likes to see North Dakota State. And, when they win by 8, that guy sucks. It's not about one game. It's a whole board, the slate. I mean, season. But I know a lot of guys like to pick on you, Mitch. Mitch, they call you Mitchie? Mitchie.
Yeah, Mitchie, big. A lot of people call me Mitchie.
Mitchie, not with a B?
No. Yeah, actually, growing up, yeah, of course, that was very popular.
Okay.
No Mitchie. Most common name I get is Moss, actually, just the last name.
Oh, like Randy. He's your brother.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you make a case for someone outside the Big Four to win this whole thing? Is there such a big gap between the top four teams and everyone else?
Yeah, I've got basically the top four all in my ratings at about 70, which is usually, I don't get much higher than 70 for the top schools. After that, you're looking at Houston's and Connecticut's, both in the 67, 66.5 range. That makes the top four 3.5 against either of those teams. Iowa State's kind of taking a step back. Yep. Michigan State kind of a step up. They that coach is good. He plays 10 guys all year long. He's ready for the tournament deep. Gonzaga, they lost the kid Huff, and I don't think he's going to be back for the tournament. I mean, they said 6 to 8 weeks, mm-hmm. 4 weeks ago, but I ain't heard nothing about him. Illinois, 3-4 points against all those teams. So I don't know if there's a team out there that can, you're basically going to have to face two of them, right? Actually, if they're all number ones, no, I guess that's not true. You have to weigh the ones and the twos. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody really that can meet those four teams on the court. It'd have to be a perfect game and possible, but I'd make a bet that three out of those four ones, make it to the semis.
Yeah. So here's the example that a team would have to go through three of them. If UConn is the one and Florida's the two in their region, in theory, then they would have to beat Florida in the Elite Eight, get to another number one in the Final Four, and then probably another number one in the championship game.
Yeah, I would think that if Florida, manages to win the conference, they'll get the one.
They should.
And if they don't and Connecticut wins, they might. But I still got Florida as the better team. But it don't matter at that point. When you're gambling on this stuff, who cares? Who cares if I'd like to see him pick the tournament out of a hat. And wherever it falls, it falls. That's what I'd like to say.
What do you mean?
You mean you just say, you put the 68 teams or whatever in the hat, and you pull the first one out and say, a playing game on Tuesday, Duke. and let them just go.
Oh, that'd be unbelievable. Come on.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Wait into this Miami of Ohio discussion.
Oh, Miami, Ohio, with 27-0 against the D1 schools.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
No kidding.
It don't matter who you play when you're 27-0. Now, granted, they ain't played nobody. I mean, they did beat Akron, but, it's not exactly beating a powerhouse.
What would you make that number, if assuming they meet again in the MAC title game?
Akron 3.
Okay.
Akron 3.
You laid 3.5 tomorrow, though.
I believe I did. I got to check the opener at one of these shops. Uh-huh.
It's 5.5 now.
Yeah, well, it's not because of me.
Yeah.
Because of you. But you're out here touting all these schools. Everyone goes bet whoever Paulie likes.
So they tried to schedule people. You know how this goes. Mm. They had no luck. No one wanted to play them. And then other teams that were good last year, the year before, had down years.
Yeah.
So what do you, you got to tell me that if they only lose one game, we got to put them in the tournament.
Put them in the tournament. Who cares? They had a great year.
Yes.
Reward them. Let them go. Let them go play. Let them play on the court. Right? In the football, isn't that Miami, Florida, and Notre Dame? Weren't they like the last ones on the on the fringe of getting in? They put Miami in. They won the whole thing. I mean, let them play it on the court. They had a great year. Yeah, their competition was low. I say I let them play Auburn in a play-in game on Tuesday, Wednesday. That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't be bad.
I would probably make Auburn about four and a half.
Okay.
And now on neutral court.
Are you surprised we're having this discussion and the Bruce Pearl thing? I'm with the Miami AD. Who wants to see the 12th or 13th place team from a conference?
I don't, but they do it all the time. The committee loves these big schools. They make money. They're big names, Auburn. And, you know, you go down to the ninth team in the ACC. You know, you Wake Forest. It's all trash. The teams that play good deserve it. Who cares who's in? You know, it's not my call. When we're the commissioners on there, oh, that's going to be some selection Sunday when we put out our picks.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be pulling names out of a hat.
No, we're not.
Would you be disappointed if they expand?
I really don't care. I mean, I don't care. I have there's no interest. There's no love for any of this. I like watching the games, but I'd much rather watch a Patriot game than an ACC game.
Okay,
fair enough.
I like seeing more of the basket. Pure, you know, a little bit more pure.
Let me give you this.
Nil. You ever hear of nil?
Nil.
Yeah, it's going to go away.
Richie Bacciolari, our guest, longtime Vegas odds maker, loves his college hoops. So right now in the Missouri Valley, under 12 media timeout, Drake leads Southern Illinois 11-7. Updated total is 131.5. Down now 9.5 points from the closer. This is from Tim Kelly on X. He's been to several Arch Madness tournaments. It's less about shooting background and more about really tight rims.
Okay.
Swish it or forget it.
Not bad.
There you go. Well, we've known that for years, right? I mean, would you say 10 in a row unders?
Uh-huh. 17 and 5 last 2 years and a ton of unders going back to 2015.
Meanwhile, they bet it over at post.
Who's the best mid-major team with your ratings?
The middies?
That could go Elite Eight or Sweet 16.
Wow, I don't know what's the middie.
Is St. Louis too easy?
Well, they really are.
They're not playing well. You don't want to count 8-10?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess mid-major. All right, they're mid-major. The Avila kid's great. I love them. I like VCU to win the conference.
That's
the team
well.
That I like. Now, they struggled against some of the games, you know, that means something to get in the tournament. But I love them. I think they had a great year, and I bet them a few times, and they're pretty good. So mid-major, I don't know. I've got to look down the list here.
Don't say Utah State.
VCU, well, you know, there's a team that's struggling. Boy, the Rebels have their number or what?
No kidding.
That kid on the Rebels is pretty good.
Awesome.
That score. I think Mountain West is probably going to get stuck with one. I thought New Mexico might have a shot at an at-large, but I don't know. I had Colorado State last night. I took 9. They were up 20, first score. I wish every game I bet where I took 9 points, my team went up 20. Is there any way we can fix that? Is there any way we can work on that with the coaches? I'd love that.
That'd be fun, huh?
Yeah.
Make that happen. By the way, are you going to have a piece of UNLV to win the Mountain West Conference Tournament when that number is opened?
No.
They can't do it?
The conference tournaments? No. I made a few bets.
But what do you have?
I actually grabbed a price, a High Point minus $1.70.
Ooh,
no, I don't really make the car, because you got to go out and you got to make all the games and it's just a waste of time for me to do that. But I saw $1.70, and I didn't calculate the right price, but I know what the wrong price was. And $1.70 was just light. I heard Navy open light too, but I didn't get
$1.20?
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh,
I heard that. Can I still bet that?
No kidding. I have Merrimack 3-1 in pocket.
Yeah.
What do you think of that number?
I think the conference is very close, top to bottom in the ratings. Like the first 6 or 7 teams is like 7 points. I actually made a bet there on Sacred Heart at 55-1. Now, Circa had 70, but I can't bet here.
Right.
But, of course, Circa has better prices than most. But I took them. They're getting 4, 3.5 at Iona tonight. I actually had the game won. So that 2-point difference really makes it look like to me that the tournament is very competitive. Merrimack's fantastic. They played 5 guys. They played Iona 250 minutes, 2 overtimes. Starters went 232 of the 250 minutes. Can you believe it? 4 turnovers. That's a well-coached team.
You're kidding.
Wow.
Four turnovers.
Oh, man, that's an incredible
stat. Five guys in 250 minutes of action. Yeah, coach will probably leave. Now, this is the first year Merrimack's eligible for the
I think you're right.
Yep, good job.
Yeah, Gallo or Gallo. Not Joe Gallo.
We're up against
dead. Joe Gallo's dead.
We'll talk Metallica next week.
Yep. Adam Burke next. Outstanding college hoops previews at vsin.com. He has a great angle on a team in action tonight that did not qualify for their conference tournament.